Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. We're back with you for another episode of A Course in Miracles Workbook Lessons. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 284. And today, again, I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you.
I love it.
I love being in this space with you.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's awesome. So we're going to be discussing this lesson, and this is a wonderful lesson. I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt. So before we begin, let's join together, as we always do, for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt.
Loss is not loss when properly perceived. Pain is impossible. There is no grief with any cause at all, and suffering of any kind is nothing but a dream. Such is the truth. At first to be but said, and then repeated many times, and next to be accepted as but partly true with many reservations, then to be considered seriously more and more, and finally accepted as the truth. I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt. And I would go beyond these words today, go past all reservations and arrive at full acceptance of the truth in them.
Father, what you have given cannot hurt, and grief and pain must be impossible. Let me not fail to trust in you today, accepting but the joyous as your gifts, accepting but the joyous as the truth. I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt. And so it is. Let's take another brief moment and another good deep breath as we join together in silence. When properly perceived, loss is not loss. Because when properly perceived, we see that it's an illusion. There is no loss. That's impossible. There is no pain. That's impossible. There is no grief. That's impossible. Those are illusions. Those are dreams. Those are nightmares, which are part of dreams sometimes. Yes, there's some wonderful experiences too. You know, this whole humanness thing is quite challenging for spirit. To be in this form, to be in this limitation of physical form, and certainly to have forgotten who we are in truth, forgotten our unlimited power, our unlimited consciousness, our unlimited presence, our unlimited union with all that is, everything, all that is, our unlimited union with all that is. So yeah, it kind of sucks to be shrunk down into this concrete, very stuckness and limitation experience of form. But the imagination runs wild and has run wild with the world and with us individually, because one of the things that I, when I read this lesson, I think about some experiences that, you know, we've had in ministry where we've gone to, we've conducted memorial services, and we've worked with people through loss, and loss takes many forms. You know, losing a job in today's environment there's a lot of grieving that goes with that, because people are separated from the relationships they've had with their coworkers and even with their bosses and their employers, and you know, and those separations are reenactments of the only separation that you really can, you know, imagine to have, which is separation from God, which is love, which is being joined in relationship. And these are just reenactments of that separation. So those experiences of seeing how deeply some people grieve over the loss of loved ones was in an experience that I had one time with you, where we went to a gathering where people had been, it was a whole room full of people who had come because they wanted some support. Their lives had been so impacted in such a negative way. And when I saw people just wailing and crying and so almost making a commitment to being in suffering because of the loss of a loved one. And for many of them that had been years gone by and they were still just immersed in that grieving. And I have never experienced that personally. I've loved many people. I've lost a brother, a couple brothers, you know, in my family. But even in their passing, I was kind of happy for them. But it was because I knew a different way of being and a different way of seeing, you know, the world and seeing the perception of loss. And so I would, in the case of one of my brothers, he was suffering quite a bit. And I was championing him to let go and to release because I knew that we would continue to be connected. We would continue to travel. I believe right now he's right back in the middle of my family structure because we have a ton of nieces and nephews, and I'm pretty sure he's already, you know, part of our family again. I can't say, oh, that's who he is. That's him. But it's the love and the connection and the family. And I have come to believe that we tend to choose to continue to grow in our incarnations and participate in our family structures. As long as they are meeting our, you know, our vibrational requirement, because as we do evolve consciously, you know, we create and require new family structures to come back into that are co-resonating with the level of consciousness that we've attained. But every love and every relationship is forever and ever, you know, amen. We're not losing anybody. So the whole grieving process for me is I wish more people to know this truth, if for no other reason than to avoid a lot of, I believe, self-perpetuated, you know, commitment to suffering.
Yeah. When I first read this lesson and sat with it, I thought this is the secret card, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt. I have dominion over that. And it's really, when we say that, I've had the experience of sharing some of the ideas contained in this particular lesson, mm-hmm. which is very reminiscent of the purification process that is outlined in The Way of Mastery. And it's something that goes something very similar to this. It is not possible for you to suffer. It is not possible for you to suffer loss. It's not possible for you to truly experience separation. It is not possible for you to die. It is not even possible for you to truly hurt another or to be hurt by another. And when we say those statements and the statements that are listed here, well, loss is not possible. Pain is not possible. Grief, there is no grief with any cause at all, even the deaths of the loved ones that we have experienced in this realm, it's very jarring to people. It's very counterintuitive to how we have been conditioned and how we have been taught. And yet it is the key, I think, to our liberation and to our freedom. And this particular lesson is so benevolent and gentle. It says it's a process. It's a process for where you're at right now, perhaps.
Sure, absolutely.
And the process begins with just say it. Just say these words. At first, you just say it and you repeat it. And maybe you don't accept it. And then you keep repeating it. You keep, because we've repeated the thoughts of pain and loss and suffering for a long time, such that we believe it, we must undo that. And we undo that through these purification statements. And with the full anticipation, oh, well, we're not instantly going to believe it.
No.
And that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's okay. There's a gentleness and with it. And we repeat it. And so then maybe it becomes partly true, but we still have reservations, but we keep repeating it. And then as we continue to, and today, we're actually calling forth full acceptance of these statements and this idea. And biblically, how I have always thought of these things is there's a statement that says, you cannot add one cubit or take one cubit away from me, from what I am, who I am, and how I serve, and what my divine identity is. And so all of the trappings of this particular experience that we've called life, that is an experience of separation, are all there to prove that this is not true. And so all of these things then end up being a gift. They end up being a gift for us. How may I know God as source? How may I know my identity as God? Even in the midst of pain, even in the midst of grief, even in the midst of what does appear to be loss, those are opportunities and gifts for us to challenge ourselves and to apply these truth principles that are true always. We don't get to pick and choose when they're true and when they're not. It's not, oh, there's no loss except when your lover leaves you. No, there is no loss, period, period, period. And that is what we're being asked to do. And it isn't because we're being punished. It's because there's this benevolent presence that wants us to be free, that wants us to be free of pain, loss, and suffering. And this is the ticket for that. This right here, this lesson. Father, what you have given cannot hurt. And that's all that's real, is what God has given. All the other stuff is made up. All the other stuff is the illusion. You know, grief and pain must be impossible. Okay, well, I'm willing to try it on. I'm willing to believe this. I'm willing to practice this. And I'm willing to call forth full acceptance of the truth in these statements. That's the goal. That's what we become vigilant about. That's what we keep our sight on. It's this. Mm-hmm. I love this lesson.
Yeah. And I think the big takeaway for many of us is that if we're just willing to consider willingness. You know, it's we've made such a hard commitment to, you know, in loss and grief. Oh, I know how, don't tell me how I feel. I know how I feel. I know I feel sad. I know I feel miserable. I know I feel lost. I feel this empty pit in my stomach. We've all felt that. You don't feel anything that someone else hasn't felt. We are all feeling and experiencing these same things. But what the lesson is pointing to is asking ourselves, okay, yes, it appears and it feels like there's a loss, but it also appears and feels like fear is real as well. But fear is also not true. Fear is a liar, right? So this, all of this is just trying to get us to back away from, even just a little bit, from our commitment to these false ideas, because they have become our idols. And we're in the stream of it. And if we don't step away from it, we cannot escape it, simply because we're committed to it, and it's what our focus is on. Ultimately, the Course in Miracles, and I think it's important to remember that it's a mind training system. Yes. And so ultimately what we're doing is trying to get our mind to let go at least a little bit of its hard commitment to false concepts, because it's really committed to those ideas. We are conditioned to grieve. We are conditioned to fear continuously. And in today's media, oh my God, you can't really argue that point, can you? I mean, but you listen to it for a few minutes and notice that the whole agenda of the narrative is to be afraid, and fear is a liar. But it's a conditioning, it's a thought system, and this is one that takes the different path and says, oh, wait a minute, God didn't create anything that hurts you, and what God creates is the only reality. Mm. And so if we can just take this lesson as an exercise to be willing to let go, just hold on to that a little bit more loosely.
Yeah.
Maybe my idea of grief and suffering and fear is something that I have accepted into my mind. And I And I can be willing to set it aside, and I can I be willing to ignore it? Because the only thing it cannot defend itself against is me ignoring it. And can I then turn within and ask this guidance within me, what's the truth? And because when I go to that space, I have to leave it behind in order to be connected to that voice, to be connected to that higher self, to be connected to the Holy Spirit. And that's the only thing that the Course in Miracles is trying to get you to do, is to be willing to practice that practice. Then let that voice be your guidance. Let that voice share with you truth. And in that awakening, in that joining in mind, you can see through the eyes of Christ's vision. You can see through the eyes of truth. And you can literally look at things that other people see as horrible. And it's not that you think that it's funny, but it is kind of, it is something that you can look at and know that all is well. It's okay. It's not true. It's an illusion. It's a dream. And it's a construct that's not true.
Yeah.
And so we can set the idol down eventually.
Yeah. I love what you said. That's awesome. You know, when you said the hard commitment, you know, and it's a mind retraining, and all that's required is the smidgen of willingness to loosen the hardness, to soften the hardness of that commitment. Like,
It's like we're gripping it, holding on to it.
Yeah, as it, like just to put a little bit of spaciousness in it, like, okay, this is how I've been committed and I'm willing to see this differently. I can't see this differently right now. Holy Spirit, help me to see this differently. And so we don't have to do this alone.
Yeah.
And the other thing I really feel compelled to say, this is the minister part of me coming in here, is we're not talking about suppression.
No.
We're talking about the proper use of denial.
Yes.
Which is,
beautifully
you know,
said. Yeah.
And so we're not talking about lying to yourself. We're talking about it, so not suppressing.
Embracing.
But to the proper, this is the proper use of denial, which is to deny illusion. And when I say we're not suppressing, we're not stuffing it down, we're not denying what we're feeling. But really what we're doing is we are, you said embracing, we're bringing it to the light, we're offering it to the Holy Spirit, help me to see this. And truly what we're opening to is a process of forgiveness, a process of, I have judged this to be according to my hard commitment. And now through my allowance and forgiveness, or my willingness to let Spirit, Holy Spirit, show me a different way to correct my misperception, you know, we're really offering it to forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you that this process, I actually am saying a guarantee, it's a money back guarantee that if, and it, when we do this, we do begin to see things differently. And it may tell us that we're being more callous or we're not being compassionate, but this is actually true compassion.
Yeah. And I just want to add something that's very subtle.
Okay.
But what this is the foundation for a grievance. We don't like what happened.
Oh, you mean to hold to these things as a foundation for grievance?
Yeah, when we think that we have
commitment.
A loss,
okay,
and we grip it so tightly and we're not willing to let, I'm taking this to my grave. You left me and I'm suffering because of this loss, and people literally are angry at their loved ones. But that's not love, you see, because that's the ego's idea of love. Mm-hmm. But it's the foundation of a grievance, and we take that grievance to our grave. Because the ego always, it's not my fault, it's somebody else's fault. I'm the victim.
Yeah.
I am the victim of love. I'm the victim of that relationship. And if I can't blame them, then I'm going to blame God. God, why did you take this person from me or whatever, right? But see, it's a grievance. I have a grievance with God. Mm-hmm. And it turns into vengeance against the self. And we literally take these ideas of loss, and some people do. I'm taking this to the grave. I mean, their whole life, they'll take it right to to their dying day. But it's so subtle that we think that it's a loss of love But what it is the beginning of a grievance, right? We're holding a grievance against God or against our loved one or against ourselves for caring about somebody to begin with, that we've allowed ourselves to be hurt by the love that we shared or caring and relationship we share with other people. Those are constructs of ego mind. Those are all illusions, and they're very subtle, and that's the underpinning of this idea of loss and grief,
mm-hmm.
because I shouldn't have to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm a victim of it,
mm-hmm.
right? So those are very subtle energies that are underneath this whole concept, and they all come back to fear.
So this lesson sets us free. It keeps our system clean and clear of resentments and grievances. And it becomes our opportunity to practice at a very deep level the holy instant, the offering to Holy Spirit, and forgiveness.
Yeah.
I can choose. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt.
Yeah, you know, when you were talking about the purification statement, even before you began to speak that, I was actually thinking of the same thing.
Yeah.
But what I was hearing was, this is another one of the purification statements. It's right there in the Way of Mastery in that same section. You cannot fail.
I love that one. Thank
yeah.
you. I
so
can't
you
believe
fail.
I missed that one. Yeah.
You cannot
it is
fail
not possible for you,
to fail.
Hear not that, possible. Everyone.
Yeah.
Hear that. It is not possible for you to fail.
Yeah. And see, the ego says, oh, that can't be true.
Yeah.
See, all of these fly in the face of all this commitment, this hard grip
yeah.
that we have on how the world has trained us to feel. And when we begin to realize we've been conditioned, we've been trained, we can become free.
So hear that one. It is not possible for you to fail. It is not possible for you to fail. If you got fired from your job, if your lover left you, if you attacked somebody, and if you have a diagnosis, if it is not possible for you to fail. It just isn't.
That's right.
And, you know, yeah, we own our stuff, but we offer it all to Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and we can't add or take away one cubit
That's
from
right.
who we are.
That's right.
And who our brothers and sisters are. And so this is truly, I think, just a pivotal.
Yeah, it's been a great conversation.
Lesson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For kind of helping me to expand and to hear your expansion on this concept has been very helpful.
Well, right back at you. Thank you for helping me to expand.
Yeah. I know we've gone a little long, but I just love when Spirit opens up and guides us through some of these conversations, kind of starting to work through some of this, because each one of these lessons is profoundly life-changing, you know, and it's fun to explore the implications, you know, that are easily seen and also quite subtle.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
how it all ties together.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you, Mighty Companions, for joining us today. I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt. What a powerful lesson today. Thank you for hanging out with us to the end of our conversation. God bless you. Stay the course. And we're going to stay the course with you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send